So what has been the impact of specialist breast training? Well, in the 1990s, we had a handful of specialist breast units, and most of you will know those, but they're a very small number. The delivery of breast services was general surgery focused, and then you did 9 mastectomies at the end of your already full general surgical list. There was a degree of therapeutic nihilism, and this probably accounted for why we had such poor survival figures in the UK, and certainly there was minimal interest in aesthetic outcomes, and there was no specialist training. And that was the system that I grew up in. So all now in 2011, where are we? Well, all breast services are now in specialist units in the UK, and I think this is something we should congratulate ourselves on. And we do have specialist breast surgeons and specialist breast teams, and we now, of course, have ABS, and this is our first meeting. We have multidisciplinary working, we have oncoplastic surgery and breast reconstruction. And so that means we now have a very dynamic specialty, and I think as somebody was saying yesterday, once again, breast pioneers. And breast is pioneering in specialist education and training. We now have trainees knocking at the door of breast, wanting to come and do breast, which I think if you'd said that 20 years ago, you'd have been laughed out of the room. And perhaps this is one of the reasons for why we have fast improving survival statistics. I take Sabine's point about the impact of chemotherapy, but I think what we do need to take from Sabine's point is that the majority of patients are cured by surgery.